This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. Ferguson's city council is set to make big changes to its municipal court system. It's one of the many alterations for the town in the aftermath of Michael Brown's shooting death. But change could go beyond Ferguson's borders. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, local and national pressure could reshape municipal courts in ways that seemed unlikely before Brown's death.
Ferguson resident Meldon Moffitt is part of a hearty group of protesters sleeping in tents to commemorate Michael Brown. He's part of what's known as the Lost Voices. But Moffitt believes it's more than just Ferguson that needs to change. He says he received a stiff fine in Jennings for driving on a suspended license, even though he contends he had paperwork clearing up the matter.
If you pull me up for a traffic ticket and you catch me doing the wrong and I get a ticket, I can deal with that. But if you pull me over and assuming I did something wrong and you give me a traffic ticket and I can't prove my innocence, what am I to do? I can't beat them. It's my word against theirs, and they're going to take their word over mine because they carry their badge and they're the protectors of the law.
Moffitt's words, though, are being heard loud and clear from local, county, and state policymakers. A group of municipal court judges is planning sweeping changes to make fines more manageable for the poor. And Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III is supporting efforts to eliminate certain fines in a city. That includes abolishing penalties for failing to appear in court and removing fees for towing cars.
Once we really started to dig deep into the policies and procedures and things that have been going on, we recognize that there's some issues of fairness there.
National publications such as the New York Times and the Washington Post published stories on municipal courts in Ferguson and other St. Louis County cities. They detailed how some towns place primarily low-income African Americans in financial and legal turmoil, even jailing them for weeks at a time. It's the type of thing that caught the attention of Republican State Representative Caleb Jones of Boone County.
I have a wife and a one-year-old child. If somebody takes me away for 2 weeks, that's an issue.
Jones says lawmakers could consider statewide changes to municipal courts next year. They could lower the amount of revenue a city could keep from traffic tickets or ease fines for low-income individuals. These are efforts that seem to have come out of nowhere. But St. Louis University law professor John Ammon sees a couple of reasons for the momentum shift. Ammon is one of numerous attorneys who have been pushing for Ferguson to wipe out fines for minor ordinance violations. He says scaling back municipal courts has become an essential part of forging trust between city governments and Black St. Louis residents.
The minority community, low-income people who have outstanding warrants, are not going to come to City Hall for a meeting if they have outstanding warrants. A young African-American man's not going to come to the police department to ask about a career as a law enforcement officer if he has outstanding warrants.
While local changes may be on the fast track, statewide efforts may run into opposition. Richard Sheets of the Missouri Municipal League says his group doesn't support lowering the amount of fines a city can keep. He says that may hurt cities around the state that aren't doing anything wrong.
Sometimes fixing a perceived regional issue or a local issue statewide has some dire consequences on other cities. So that's going to be our message and has been our message.
Back at the Lost Voices compound, 19-year-old Travis Sowell is skeptical of Ferguson's proposals. He says they're aimed at making the town look better after a wave of bad publicity. But Sowell says he does have some hope. He noted several political figures visited the Lost Voices campsite recently, which may show politicians are listening.
I say that's the most important thing. That's the first step you have to go to because this is a community that you're supposed to be serving. If you don't know your people, who in the hell are you serving but yourself or getting your bank account set up for the rest of your life?
It could be a while before local and state officials finalize changes to municipal courts. But for some, the fact that they're paying attention in the first place may be the biggest victory. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.